T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Without Jalen Samuels, the Steelers don't win this game. Mm-hmm. And without Jalen Samuels, I don't know how far they're going to go moving forward. So if I'm that Steelers offense, this is a man that you need to focus on and start to build your team around and game plan around moving forward.
How about that? Nate Burleson from the NFL on CBS and Good Morning Football on the NFL Network saying right there that the Steelers need to start building their offense around Jalen Samuels. Want to call that a bold statement? Want to file that away as bold?
I think Jalen Samuels, for what the NFL is today, could have a very nice career. I'm not trying to denigrate James Conner when I say that, but the NFL is a league where it's actually easier to run nowadays just because teams are going RPO and all that stuff, and it becomes like there's more rushing lanes open. The guy showed that he is adept, Samuels did, at hitting a hole and actually making big yardage. He showed good instincts as a running back, and we know what he can do as a pass catcher. The 3rd-and-9 conversion was natural pass-catching back kind of stuff at its finest. And he knows what to do when he gets the ball in those situations, too. He is a true multi-purpose threat. I said he was a luxury pick and they should have picked a more traditional running back. I was wrong, because his whole kind of set of skills came into play yesterday.
It's one game, but if you're building a game plan for this week, don't you have to consider what the man just did? Without even projecting way down the road, like, if you just go by resume, The Ravens would have put Joe Flacco back in for Lamar Jackson. But when you find something that helps you end a 3-game losing streak, and it happens against the team that always has your number and always bullies you around and finds a way to beat you, don't get too cute and too smart and mess with it the following week. I like James Conner a lot too. But for right now, based on what New Orleans is good at and what they're bad at, 29th against the pass, it makes more sense to give Samuels the lion's share of the reps.
Yeah, there's a couple things in play for me. I mean, Conner was really good for several games, but not enough games that I would say James Conner has somehow earned the right to get his job back. He had a 4-game run where he was starting to become ineffectual relative to his best stretch, and he plays into the Saints' defensive hands. They are good at stopping the run. What's the problem with having Samuels get the lion's share of the touches, whatever that might be? Because you're going to have to win a shootout, I think. And if you want to up your chances, you get into the red zone, you don't want to mess around with Roethlisberger passing, because we know that's been a dangerous item. Mm-hmm. You give Conner some reps. Let him run right at him then. That seems like it would be fine. If you have him in fantasy, he'll score touchdowns. Great.
Chris is on the fan. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I think everybody's jumping a little too fast on the Jalen.
Why? People didn't jump too fast when they said Conner was better than Le'Veon Bell.
Well, here's the thing. Both of them should run. Okay?
They don't do that, Chris.
Eagles.
Chris, do they?
I know they don't,
okay,
but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't.
Well, what makes you think Mike Tomlin is going to do something that he's really never done in his entire career on Sunday?
Well, obviously we did some things this week that we don't usually do. So
okay, fair enough.
There's always hope.
Fair enough.
There's always hope. But here's the thing. I didn't hear Nate Burleson. I didn't hear anybody else calling for us to build our offense around Jalen Samuels when he averaged 2 yards a carry against Oakland. Okay? So we just have to put it into perspective. Perspective is, it's one game. It looks great. And I agree with you guys in the fact that he's the kind of player that would be great for this game. And if we do need somebody to bash, Conner's great.
Did they come up with a strategy or a way to best utilize Jalen Samuels against Oakland?
No,
they just ran him between the tackles.
Not.
So, okay, lesson learned. You came up with a better way to use him.
But you also said that 4-5 good games from James Conner wasn't enough.
I know. And if
so
Jalen
Samuels, one game from Jalen Samuels, and it's enough.
What happened to Hot Hand,
great.
Chris?
I love the hot hand, and trust me, I'm starting them coming out of the game. But my point is, you can run them both if they're both healthy.
I just said,
you know, okay, so Samuels
that,
gets the first. So Samuels gets the first series, and then what? Conner gets the second. And you just rotate him the entire game.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would be situational based upon what we need to be doing at the time.
Okay, so give me some situations where you'd use Connor.
Well, I'd say if we need to start pounding the football at him, he's definitely a better pounding type runner, and he can punish. And if we get into that position where we're using clock, but we also, I mean, they both can get hurt. Backs get hurt nowadays. So a spell is never a bad thing.
Well, they ran it more than they threw it in the second half, 15 run plays, 11 pass plays against New England. So the idea to me that if you want to turn yourself into more of a run-based offense, you have to use Connor over Samuels, I would disagree with that.
Jalen Samuels had 70 yards rushing on 7 carries in the first half, obviously very good. On 12 carries in the second half, he had 72 yards. He was just about as effective. He averaged 7 yards a rip in the first half, or 10 yards a rip in the first half, and he averaged 6 in the second half. Here's what I would do, very, very concisely. They didn't know against Oakland. They didn't have that little count, that little pitch play wrinkle in, those pitch counters and stuff that got him the ball seeing the field like a receiver.
Yeah.
That was a huge adjustment in the end. I would give that man the ball, the lion's share of the touches. He also put the game away on the ground, too, or helped them do it through the air. Connor's your goal line, obvious short yardage, obvious run. We need a guy to fall forward, although Samuels did that well, too. And Samuels gets everything else. Let me put it this way. I think you have a much better chance of scoring the greatest amount of points this coming week with Jalen Samuels getting the majority of the touches. That might change. If he plays like crap, and even through one half, Connor with 5 touches does more with him, okay. But that's then. This is now. I am a very much a prisoner of the moment when it comes to Jalen Samuels because he kicked ass yesterday.
I'm very much a prisoner of the moment when it comes to professional football and how it's a week-to-week league. And how things change overnight or in the blink of an eye.
Philip Lindsay stunk against the Browns.
Philip Lindsay wasn't drafted.
I know.
So guys can burst onto the scene and make their name in the snap of a finger. So, look, I get the loyalty to James Conner because everybody adores him in this town. But if you remove that kind of, you know, love affair that people have with him, tell me who looks like the more effective running back right now. Connor, I think, still has it in his head that he's liable to cough the ball up. Look at how he ran it the last time he played.
Won't the proof be in the pudding, too, if he's healthy to go and Jalen Samuels still gets the majority of the touches that they maybe think he's liable to cough it up? Here, if you believe that this is a team where the head coach benched Stephen Ridley after one fumble, for a while until he absolutely had to put him in the game, Pony.
Yeah.
What makes people think, even if they love James Conner, that his fumble against Denver doesn't weigh large with them? Why wouldn't you think that they might just say, you know what, we have somebody now who produced. There's no reason that we have to go back to this guy for 20 touches today. I wouldn't do it.
I'm with you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.